the context of the end of the last Gemara was the Tosfos in Nida regarding Pikuach Nefesh, where the Tosfos says, Tosfos brought the din of Gozes B'day Adam, the fact that according to Tosfos were Mechal Shabbos for a Gozes B'day Adam, as a raya, as a precedent, that you can have somebody qualify for Pikuach Nefesh purposes as a Nefesh, even if he doesn't for Ritzicha, and that he was proving, he was giving precedent for how we could say with regard to Ubar, that it's not so crazy to say that an Ubar you are Mechal Shabbos for, even though you're Pater B'Ritzicha for, after all we have Gozes B'day Adam. But the reason that he gives for Gozes B'day Adam being that were Mechal Shabbos for the Gozes B'day Adam is because there's a chance that he might actually recover from his Ksisa. Meaning it's pretty clear. We're not Mechal Shabbos because at the moment he's high, and he can live a few more moments, so of course we're going to be Mfakeh Chalev Sagal, let's say, in that situation. No, we're only Mechal Shabbos on account of the fact that it's possible that he can live Miyut Archayim and in Ochum B'Kuach Nefesh Acharov. Here we had 2 points. So in terms of the Gemara and Yoma, that Mechalin, in the case of the Nafal of Mapolos, even for Chayeshah, so we said there are two possibilities in terms of why that's not what Tosos is saying here. Either he's being Mechalic between Goses and the non-Goses, and Tosos assumed that the Gemara and Yoma wasn't necessarily discussing a case of a Goses, right? When he says Mitzrotseis, so fine, but Lavdaka Goses. Or he's Mechalic between, it is a Goses in that Gemara and Yoma, but he's Mechalic between Goses with the Adam and a Goses with the Shemaim, and he assumed that the case of Nafal of Mapolos is Minastam, Goses B'day Shemayim, which we'll get to hopefully today. So then what Tosfos will be saying is, in the case of a Goses B'day Shemayim, who is a Nefesh L'inyan, L'inyan B'kuach Nefesh, we would be, and not only L'inyan B'tzicha, then L'inyan B'kuach Nefesh too, we would be Mechal Shabbos, even if we knew that they weren't going to recover, even for their Chayisha. That's what the Gemara Yoma is saying. But when it comes to Gozes B'day Adam, where he has a chisar b'chiyuso, as evidence, in fact, that you're pater miritzicha, so there you're only mechal on a Shabbos on the account of the possibility that he might recover. So that's what we said regarding the issue of the Gemara and Yoma. But we noted a second point, that it can't be that Tosfos thought that if he in fact, let's say he is miyur hachayim, this Gozes B'day Adam, then he really is kachay l'chol hadvarim, including ritzicha and Shabbos. And therefore, if we knew, let's say, for instance, that he was Mir Achayim in the case of Ritzicha, we would in fact be Mechayiv you. It's only because we don't know. It's only Miyut, so the Rov, Api Rov, he's not going to be that, so therefore you're Pater. It can't be that's the reason. Because if that were true, then it would bear no relevance to Ubar. In other words, then with the discrepancy between Shabbos and Ritzicha that you see, between Bikuach Nevesh and Ritzicha that you see in the context of Gozes B'day Adam, would merely be a function of the discrepancy regarding the Klalei Rov. In other words, in the context of Bikuach Nevesh, the halacha is that we're Choshesh in the Miyut. Ain't Hochem in Bikuach Nevesh, Achar Rov. Ritzicha, we don't go after the Miyut, we're Hochem in B'din Nefashos, Achar Rov. So the Miyut here are Chayim, the Rov are Kemes. So, in the context of Din Nefashos, you're going to be Pater because the Rov are Mace. In the context of Pikuach Nevesh, you're going to be Mechal Shabbos because of the Miyut Achayim. That can't be how Tosfos is explaining this, because if that were true, it would absolutely be completely irrelevant to Ubar. Right, that was what I was trying to get at last time. What?
I totally get it.
Okay. So, rather, it must be that even if he is Miyut Achayim, so he isn't a Nefesh L'inyan Ritzicha. In other words, he has a compromised chiyus, even if he's mimiyur achayim. That's why he's pater miritzicha. And then we explained why we're mechal Shabbos for him in one of two ways. Given that he is, in fact, compromised l'inyan ritzicha, he has a compromised chiyus. Even the mimiyur achayim has a compromised chiyus. L'inyan ritzicha, why are we mechal Shabbos for him? So, meaning, in case he is mimiyur achayim, then we're mechal Shabbos. So here I said two possibilities. What's the discrepancy between Ritzicha and Shabbos? So either it's between levels of chiyus that are relevant. In other words, what we're saying is that in the case of Ritzicha, you need a certain higher level of chiyus than you do in the case of Pikuach Nefesh. Goses B'day Adam, who is mace, does not meet either of those. The Goses B'day Adam, who is going to be chai, is going to recover. So right now, he's not a Nefesh L'inyan Ritzicha, but he is a Nefesh L'inyan Pikuach Nefesh Shabbos. So therefore, you see that there is a discrepancy. That's sort of strange. According to that, you have a difference then between the current status of a Goses B'day Adam who is in the future going to recover, and the current status of a Goses B'day Adam who in the future will not recover. which is possible, but it's sort of strange. I think more likely, both of them have the same status now. It's compromised chiyus. What Tosas is saying is that what we see from here is that pikuach nefesh for Shabbos is future-looking, right? It's the future status that justifies chilul Shabbos, even though right now, this thing that we're justifying for is, as it stands now, not a nefesh that would justify chilul Shabbos. Right? So you know, those ghosts be Adam, whether or not he turns out to be chayr, has a status right now that is not something that would justify chilul Shabbos, just like your punter beritzicha. But pikuach nefesh for Shabbos is something which can be justified on the basis of what we can anticipate in the future, of a status that we can anticipate in the future, of a chayin that we can anticipate in the future. That's what you see in the context of Gosid de Adam. And that's exactly Tosas' point regarding Ubar. Ubar, so right now, he doesn't qualify as a nefesh, bein l'inyan ritzicha, bein l'inyan Shabbos, you could say. So how do you say that you're mechal Shabbos for him? Because, sofa olios chai, because the future status, potential for the future, chai. Now, here, two questions. This is really where we left off last time. Two questions. First of all, is this something which is unique to Shabbos? Meaning that it's only Doche Chilul Shabbos, but it wouldn't be Doche, say, Shar HaMitzvos Kulon. What?
Meaning the future status of Chai.
Yeah, in other words, Koach Nevesh is Doche Mitzvos only in the context of a Nevesh who is presently Chai, Shar Torah. But when it comes to Shabbos only, exclusively, then we say we can project, we can look into the future, and if it's something that in the future he'll be able to be a Chai, then we will in fact be Mechal Shabbos for him now, even though right now it wouldn't justify it. So that, I think, depends on two things. First of all, what is the basis for saying this in the context of Shabbos? The Gemara Yoma cites, I think it's a Rav Shimon ben Minasya, that in addition to, aside or instead of, it's not clear, the normal pasuk that we have that tells us that pikuach nefesh is docha kol Torah kula, namely, v'chai behem v'lo shayamas behem, we have another drasha, v'sharmu b'nei Yisrael Shabbos, chalel of Shabbos achas, k'day lishma Shabbos asar b'ayim. Anybody want to get the actual...
Yeah,
Peivav, maybe? Hey, Peter. Right. So now. So now, so if we say it's not the V'chai Behem that applies V'chol Torah Kula, but rather it's specifically, what is it that justifies this? Is V'sharmu B'nei Yisrael Shabbos, Chalel of Shabbos Achas, now so that he'll be Yachal Lishmar Shabbos in the future. That's what gives us the ability to say, even though now he's not a nefesh that would justify Chilul Shabbos, but because of the Shmira Shabbos in the future, Sheishmar Shabbos is harbet in the future, so we can justify the Chiyas Mitzvos now. But V'chai Behem, that's only if you're V'chai now. So take a look at the Ramban quotes two deos about Ubar in the Torah Sa'adam. You have it, Shua? Because
yeah,
thank you. All right, he quotes two deos about this, and when he cites this dea. I think it also Ramban and Chiddush
Mechut. So now you're asking a question of whether it applies in situations.
Would it be Docha any other Isser?
Specifically in our case of a potential Chai.
Right, meaning would this be something that you would be allowed to be Docha? Would you be Docha other Isser for this Ubar, let's say, for instance? Or for the Ghost of the Adam, for that matter?
Okay.
Tosas doesn't address outside of Shabbos, here. I'll show you where maybe you have. But in theory, one could say, it's limited to Shabbos. It's based on Mishamu B'nei Sos Shabbos. V'chai Behem only is limited to, if this is correct, V'chai Behem is limited to something which actually has Chiyus now. That's assuming that the basis for this, for Ubar, let's say, the Chilul Shabbos of an Ubar, if you hold it, you are Mechal Shabbos of an Ubar. Again, there's a Machlokes Yishonim on this, two Deos and Tosos, and the Bahag Paskin this way as well, but the Ramban himself seems to side with the other view, although it's not entirely clear, but he at least raises it, that you could interpret the Gemara in Erechin that the Mechal Shabbos for the Ubar who's in the aim that has passed away, only because the aim has passed away, and then we say it's like Menachas Bekufsa, that at that point he's somebody who's just inside the mother, so then of course I'm going to Mechal, but he only gets a status as a Nefesh at that point. But the alternative is this Shita that Tosas has, and the Bahag has it too. Do you have it there, Shola?
In the Ramban?
Yeah, in the Sakana, mm-hmm. In the Torah Sa'adam.
He says,
Right, it's the same diuk that the Tosas made in Erechin, right? Yeah, as the Raya, I mentioned to you, the Ramban's like, why do I have to make a diuk from the Gemara Nerchin? It says, Tino ben yamecha, you're going to be chayav misa. The Pasuk says, in the case of a pregnant woman, that you've been mishalim dmei vlados. Yeah.
So, if you will hachi, lini shmiris mitzvos mechalin aleha. Amr Torah, chal al shabbos achas, shama yishmar shabbos
asar. So it's clear that he's rooting it in chal al shabbos, shmishmar shabbos harpeh. Now, it's not clear. So that's why, that's right. Meaning, what's not clear is that this is something which really is unique to Shabbos. Meaning, Chal Shabbos Achas is a model for mitzvahs in general. You have this sort of broadening notion of it's not a Shmir Shabbos particular idea in the Rambam. The Rambam, I didn't bring a Rambam, but Nilchos Sanhedrin, there's a Nilchos Mamon, when he speaks about Yesh Koach B'Yachacham Lakar Dover Minotorah, Lemigadr Mel, even Mikum B'Yaseh, Lemigadr Melsos. So what's the idea? So he quotes Chal of Shabbos.
It's in Mamrim Bez Dalin.
Yeah.
So he says, Kashim Sharofi Chosei Gado Raglo Shalzek, Deshiyach Yakula, Kach Bezni, Morim Bezman, Menazman, and Lavra Tzatz Mitzvos, Lefisha, Deshiyach Kaimu Kulam, Kedar Shamu Chacham Yishonim Chal Al Shabbosachas, Deshiyach Mashavos Tzare.
Right. So
it's like a general start.
Yeah, I don't, meaning you could say, no, well, the din is, it's a mashal. The actual din of Pikulach Nevesh actually only applies to Shabbos. I just think it's sort of strange to say that. I mean, the Rambam seems to be using it as, I mean, if you said there's something special about Shabbos, is that future Shmir Shabbos justifies Chil Shabbos now, but it's specific to Shabbos, so it's hard to see that as even a good mashal then for what Beis Din can do in general. So I think that's likely, and I agree with your diuk. In the Ramban, Shmir Mitzvos, I don't think it means specifically Shabbos. But in any event, if you held the Chaybehem, you wouldn't even be able to say this. I mean, you wouldn't be able to say it's limited to Shabbos. If it's based on just the Chaybehem, this is what we interpret for the Chaybehem. But if it is based on Chalal Shabbos, which makes sense, because again, we're saying that we're talking about the future, justifying the present, then you could limit it to Shabbos, but that would depend on this broader issue of whether or not this is a model we're learning from, or it's something which is an echinami, it's a puzzle with regard to Shabbos, and it's specific to Shabbos. And you might even say, this is what justifies, why does Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, I think it is?
Yeah.
Why does he need another pasuk for Shabbos? What happened to V'chai Behem? So one could say, there are other answers that one could give to that. Meaning, even if it's a unique, I mean, the simplest thing to say is that that's precisely the point. It's not unique. It's lalamed ala kol dor kula. The alternative is to say that either that he maybe believes that actually Shabbos should have been based on just v'chai behem. Shabbos is actually more chamor. It's chamor enough that it shouldn't have been nidche. It's just that Shabbos itself demands it. That's what Rav Lichtenstein. That's how he understood. I don't know if he understood that exclusively that way, but he suggested you could understand that way. Or you could say maybe it just is what it's there for is particularly this point. Meaning Shabbos, why is it on? Why do I need to drush about Shabbos? Because the Shabbos is a unique halacha. Namely, we don't just look at what you are now. We say what's going to be in the future. And if you're going to be in the future able to keep Shabbos, so then you can keep it now. So then we'll be mechal now, even in cases where you don't. So maybe even Ubar and Gosvidei Adam on this account, they're the justification for Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. It's possible. But in any event, the second question that we wonder about this is whether or not this is dependent on there's being some chiyus now. Meaning, it couldn't be that if it were a domim now, we would say, you mechal Shabbos. It's only because Gosvidei Adam has some chiyus that we're able to mechal Shabbos, even if it's not the kind of nefesh chiyus that we would doch, that if it were to remain that way, we'd be mechala, but it has to be that it's something now, in order for us to be even in the ballpark of saying, well, you can justify Chil Shabbos now for him. Or no. Or we say, no, it doesn't matter what he is now, even if he had no nefesh, even if he was Kimeis Mamish. We would say this. Tosos would say this. So here, there are two makoros, two things I'll just bring to your attention before we move on. One is the actually one that relates to both questions, which is the Tosos and Bava Metzia on Kufid Adam Beis, where the Tosos have a problem with Elisha.
I'm sorry, with Eliyahu, right?
Eliyahu was a Kohen who was Mechaye, this lady's son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was dead. How can he do that? It's a tuma, it's an Isser tuma, right? This is the question that Tema Lari, the Ri was bothered by this. Heyach hichya b'na shel ha'amana kevench a Kohen yihaya dechsiv ha'ismodid al ha'yelid. What's he doing? So Tosos say, "V'yesh lomar shaya barulo sheichayehu, v'chachayim mutar b'shem pikuach nefesh." So he was confident that he was going to be able to save this kid and be mechayim and return him from the dead. What's the word? Revitalize him,
resuscitate,
revive. Yeah, no, resuscitate. Now, there's a word, I think, specifically for bringing back from the dead, but is there no such word?
No, there's another word. It's not
Rabbi. I forgot what it is. But anyway, so then that justifies it. Now, this person at the time was dead, presumably. Now, let me say this. There's two ways to take this. One way is to say, well, if and this is partially a question of Hashkafa and Parshanut, that he wasn't really dead.
But the problem here is Thomas. Thomas means.
Yeah, because he was a cop.
Resurrect.
Yeah. Thank you. I knew it was an R word. See, we don't use that word quite as often as, yeah, as others. So we save it for the future. For the, you know, it's a millennial vision and not anyway. So he was a Kohen. So how could he be Nitma? So one way to take this answer in Tosfos is, you know what? It doesn't mean he wasn't actually dead. He was able to revive him. It wasn't resurrection. It was revival. In which case, you would say that's the point. The point was he wasn't dead, and that's true. Then it's not relevant to us.
Even like I think scientifically, someone could be technically dead for a certain amount of time and then be brought back to life.
Right. So the question is right. So I'm saying, is that what you could say? That's what the pasuk is referring to.
Something. It doesn't even have to be lavdaka. The pasuk. I mean, he could have been really.
Yeah, but the question is when the pasuk says that he was dead. So maybe we wouldn't call him dead unless he was unless he was unrevivable.
Right.
But why wouldn't that be relevant to us?
Oh, because then what we're saying is he wasn't dead.
But maybe he was.
So right now he's not dead. He's chai. So therefore,
he could have the status of what we wanted to say is a lack of chios and still be. That was still alive.
That's the alternative. I'm saying the one thing you could say is let's say for instance that he was just. You know, he just needed CPR. So if it's just that he needed CPR...
He still could have been at the level of a lack of chios.
You mean as a goses?
Yeah.
Okay, but does he have to have been? Not sure.
I know, I feel like it's even more likely. I don't know.
Yeah, Menasam, he was at least a goses. Okay. But then the point is that... But even if that's true, then it wouldn't be a raya for us. So it could be relevant then, but it wouldn't be a raya. The way it would be a raya is if he was mamish meis... So then we're talking about a non-nefesh for sure. Nonetheless, apparently, it was Docha Shabbos. What was Docha? It was Docha the Yisr. What was Docha the Yisr? The fact that his future could be Docha the Yisr. And you find here that we're talking about here not Shabbos. We're talking here about Tumah, Yisr Tumah LeKohanim. So you get an answer to both of our questions then. Apparently, it's not specific to Shabbos. Right, that it can that the this idea that you that we that future Kiyum Mitzvahs justifies being Mechala Mitzvahs, Bittul mitzvahs presently, that's not something which is unique to Shabbos. Either it's not based on Chalal Shabbos, or even if it's based on Chalal Shabbos, that's an idea that is relevant for all Torah. And this idea does not even require, it could be that even Goses were Bidei Adam, were not even Kachai L'Shum Davar, could also be. Maybe that's in fact what you're saying is, maybe that's in fact what we're dealing with.
So, his saying was Pikuach Nefesh?
That's what I was supposed to say, yeah.
It was Pikuach Nefesh, he was dead, but is there still Pikuach Nefesh?
So that's the point. That's exactly my point.
Oh.
Is that the future, because the vision of his chiyus in the future justifies even where, right now, his status as he is now does not justify it, because he's dead. He's not,
right,
but because of the potential chiyumins in the future, we would then take that into account and be Michal now. And then the other place where I think this might come up is the Ramban has an addition. You have the Ramban there? He has an addition to the Bahag, which is not in the Bahag himself.
Is there any potential chiluk if he was actually dead, then it goes says, Bidei Adam, that's not Kechai? Or is it for sure?
Yeah.
Kolshkin?
No, I think the ghost Bidei Adam is not more dead than dead.
I'm saying, is there some reason to be Mechal can say that we would let him do it for someone who's actually dead, but not a ghost says that he's not Kechai?
And nothing I can think of. I mean, it seems to me not to make so much sense, but there could be something, you know, like, I think without resorting to, like, Malach HaMavis, Kabbalistic type ideas, I don't see why you would say that if he's Mace, so there's no Tumah in the Mace, but if he's, like, there's Tumah still, you know, Rovetz is a love.
Even if the Yelad was actually a Mace, then we can extract that idea to say that it goes to the Adam who has no Chius at all. Would also be.
You're not going to say he has no chiyus at all because he's chai at least in Ledvarim Chalam Emela.
Has no halachic chiyus.
No, I'm saying he has halachiyas because we saw in Smachos that it's okay, liyibum patermin yibum. The point is, right. That's not even required. It's not that the Tosos here is saying what he's saying, given that we have the Bais Smachos. Even the Bais Smachos had said he's kemesel chal davar, we still could have said this. Because if he's still recoverable, if he's still mir chai, so even if he were kemesel chal davar, we would still say it. Tosos would still say what he's saying. I think that's you know, a pretty good raya, if that's true. So, and then the second context, yeah, is this Baha, is this Ramban goes a step further than what you have in the Bahag.
Yeah. He says,
Okay, so that is not in, as far as I recall, it's in Hilchos Yom Kippurim in the Bahag, but as far as I recall, this part of it is an extension, that's the Ramban's, this is Ramban's interpretation. He's saying that according to the reasoning of the Bahag, so it follows then we would be Mechal Shabbos even for a Pachas Mar B'Myo. Now, that's not agreed upon by everybody. In other words, that we would say this according to the Bahag. And then the question becomes the two ways to interpret that Machlokas. Could be Machlokas, it could be, well, it's clear actually, the Ramban is pretty clear, that he just thinks that there is no Chiyas, but Ava Pichem, meaning it's pretty clear the Ramban is coming down on this point. But one could have agreed to the Ramban's position and just said that the status of the Ubar Kodem Mar B'Myo, and the Gemara says in various contexts, a Maya Ba'ama, doesn't mean that he's Maya Ba'ama. It means that Linin Tuma is Maya Ba'ama. But Lav Dafka, there's no Chiyas Klal. But the Ramban is clearly asserting that he has no Chiyas Klal. Vava Pichain, this principle that the Bahag is laying out here, that actually would justify being Mechal Shabbos even for a Maya Ba'ama. Ain't no Chiyas Klal. Okay, so that's just finishing up on what we saw last time. So, coming back to to our context. So one understanding of the tour of Hariga's Gozes D'Adam is based on the Chisaron B'Chiyus of a Gozes D'Adam. And now what we've seen is that it's possible that this resonates and this manifests itself elsewhere in Halacha. And now I'll just, when I'm summarizing here, I'll just add a couple other ones. These are the more most fundamental ones. What?
So, that lack of Chiyus is significant in other places?
It's possible that it resonates elsewhere. I'll just mention one which is really explicit, meaning Torah Suffolk, but it's explicit, which is not in Rishonim, which is why it didn't come first, but it's Rav Kivager. Rav Kivager in Hilchos, did you ever send this out? Yeah, you did. In Pidgin, with regard to Pidgin Bechor, so the halacha is, the Yamsha Shlomo says, and it's quoted halacha, that even if the Bechor is, I mean, he had to be Podeh, a Bechor who is, let's say, Goses. So the Yamsha Shlomo says yes. For Kavegar's Mustafik. This is in Shinhei. Sifkaton.
You're there,
what?
Nirde.
Yeah, Nirde. Do you have it? Yeah. Sif. Sifyad Beis and Shulchan Aruch, which is Mesa Ben Besoch Shoshim Yom, Afil Biyom Shoshim Chain, in Naset Trefa Kodim Shavru Olav Shoshim Yom, Eno Chai Bepijon. Afil Hikdim Vinasan Lakoan Bepijon Yachzer Venom. Okay, so that's with regard to Trefa. When it comes to Goses, so the Yamsha Shlomo and Bavakama says with regard to Goses, Yotze Laharik and Goses, both of them that's not true. Why? Goses, Kechad Echol Dabar. So the Kivager is not sure though whether or not that's really true. He says this is a chidusha of Kivager in his Hagos and Shulchan Aruch about Goses v'yotzei lahari chayav v'pidyon Yamsha Shlomo perakama bavakama u'begoses b'di'adim tzarech li'yun ladina v'ayim b'Rambam perak beis melchos v'tzeach. Rambam quoting our Gemara, right? So the Kivager is not sure this halacha that he's kechay li'yun bechor. Maybe that's only true about a Goses b'dei Adam, b'dei Shemayim. Why would you think such a thing? That there's a difference in the Chiyus, Sugyandaf Ayin Hei, in Sanhedrin. So that's clear. He's not sure about it. Maybe he's not sure that this is what the Din implies. Maybe he's not based on Chisar and Chiyus. Or even if it is based on Chisar and Chiyus, but maybe it doesn't maybe it's not relevant for the Chiyus that's required for Bechor. So it's possible, as I said, it's possible this chisar mechius of a gosbid the adam resonates in Bechor, Ladasar, Kivager, in Bikoch Nevesh, according to one interpretation of Tosos that we've suggested, namely that all this idea, this whole idea of being Mechal Shabbos, only based on the possibility that he could recover from his Ksisa, not because he's living now, is specifically true about Agosis B'day Adam, but not about Agosis B'day Shemayim. It's also something which potentially resonates, we'll see, in the only other place where I saw this sort of issue come up, in the Yuchusei Tnaim Amorayim, the Rabbi Yudah ben Kalamnimus, implies, we'll see it inside, that he thinks you'll likely be putter mishum netilas neshama b'Shabbos. That somebody who kills a ghost of the Adam is probably not going to be chayav for netilas neshama b'Shabbos. We'll see that inside, afterwards. And possibly regarding Tumah as well, if you assume that it's limited to ghost of the Adam, which, according to my very hesitant, netilas neshama b'Shabbos, Abbas Malacha. So, let's say I kill a ghost of the Adam on Shabbos, my chayav for that. So
separate av, and then you're not chayav
of netilas neshama, yeah.
And you're chayav mishum the av and not mishum regular tefila.
No, so he was actually, that's his point there. He actually quotes this Gemara. He says
In general.
Well, the ritzicha is what we're discussing.
I know. I'm saying in general. I don't understand that thing.
He's saying that you may not be, you'd probably be putter on Shabbos for Netilas Hashama for killing a Gosis B'day Adam. He says it for sure, Ladas Rabbanan, that you're putter b'ritzicha. Meaning, clearly, my point is, it's clearly based on a Chisar b'chiyusa.
Yeah.
If we're based on something, anything else, you couldn't say that, right? If we're based on a Chisar b'maisav, so why would you not be chayav b'Netilas Hashama b'Shabbos? So, you understand the point? And he says it's specifically about Gosis B'day Adam, not Gosis B'day Shemayim. He then, we'll get to that. Yeshua, why do you look so perplexed?
I don't know.
I thought you were looking at it. There's something. He thinks that this is for sure true over for Rabbanan, and he thinks it's probably also true for Rabbi Yudah, that you would be chayav for Ritzicha, but still Pater Misha. Oh, we'll get to it. Very strange. Yeah. Now, none of these, however, is ironclad. In other words, it's possible that really this is the only place that we find this. In other words, if we're interpreting it as a chisar mechiyus gosis b'dei adam, so it's possible, right? None of these are ironclad. That this is the only place where we find this notion that the chisar gosis, there's a chisar chiyuso of a gosis b'dei adam in particular, either because for all the purposes he's kechai l'chol davar, right? He can be no sin get. There's no iser liga b'kohen, right? Or he has a chisar b'chiyuso, and it's reflected in these contexts. But so does a gosis b'dei adam, right? In other words, if you accept the Rabbi Yoel, or if you accept the simple way with regard to tumah, for instance, there's no chiluk either way. Both of them, it's us or ligabo. So, but if that's true, then it's not based on the same chisaron that we're seeing here on the ayin ches, right? Because that's a chisaron that is only true because that chisaron is applicable to both of them. This is apparently something which is unique to Gozer de Adam. Now, if this is so, that it's unique to, that this chisaron is unique to Ritzicha, so presumably we'll explain that as a function of the Gzeres HaKasuv of Kol Nefesh, right? In other words, it works well, Rabbi Yochanan, that when we say Kol Nefesh, so we have a pasuk that tells us it's specifically Kol Nefesh, so Lafuke, Gozes B'day Adam. So what it means is that here you need maximal chiyus. Right, Ritzicha in particular requires not just chai in any sense, but maximally chai. Now that you can say if goses, if you assume that goses, both gosesim, both kinds are goses are chai l'chol davar b'chol dor kula. In other words, even a goses v'deshamayim. If you say, however, that a goses v'deshamayim is kemes, let's say regarding get or matana, right, like Rabbi Yoel, or let's say regarding tuma, right. Let me. I just want to clarify one point. Right, you can say it's kechai l'chol davar. If you're saying it's kechai l'chol davar, goses in general, that could be either, as far as tumah is concerned, either because we paskin, which Ren Yerushalayim do. In fact, the Ran in Moed Katan says that he's medayik. I don't know how he thought that the Gemara in Moed Katan, the Sudeis in Moed Katan were understanding Brisa Smacha. So he says kechai l'chol davar. What does it mean? L'chol davar means get gito, get matana. Don't tell me you're being yoel. It means mudali l'kohen ligabo. So the Ran mentions these, that he's medayik. When it says l'chol davar, it means l'chol davar. Don't think that we actually paskin this way, that a kohen is unable to get near a goses. The alternative to say fundamentally that he is k'chol davar and still accept that maybe there isn't a sir, is if you assume that the iser is not mishum, is a kind of a geder, right? That the you're just it's a precaution min haTorah. Don't expose yourself to the possibility that he might die, but not that he's in any way dead right now. He's completely chai now, but the point is that we don't know how much longer it's going to be. Right, so that was just, I wanted to make that point. Now, if you assume, however, that it goes to the Shemayim and goes to the other, but even it goes to the Shemayim, it's kemes regarding Gedim Matana or regarding Tuma, so then it's not as simple to just say what Kol Nefesh is teaching us. But the one thing you would, the simple thing to say, the simplest thing to say is then the Pasuk will be teaching us that we need a higher level of Chiyus for to be Chai for Ritzicha. You need to kill somebody with a higher level of Chiyus that is necessary for things that are mitzvah de memela, like zokik liyibum pater min yibum, where even it goes to the adam is kechai, but you don't need as high a level of chiyus as you would require for get or matana or to be to have no problem with regard to kohen being ligava, right? Because as far as those are concerned, goes to the shemayim qualifies as mes, hor goes to the shemayim is chayav. So the point is, according to this, kol nefesh means higher than what you need in general for Dvar Nasim and Mela, but Labdavka for all other purposes. You guys following that? It's just it's sort of an awkward thing that you can end up having. This is what part of, and we'll get to that in a second, this is part of what Rabbi Yehuda ben Columbus was upset about with Rabbi Yoel. You're telling me that this person, on the one hand, you're Chayiv Misa for killing him, and on the other hand, he's Kemesling and Ged Matana? That's just not. So, I would add, in his words, right? The Pasuk says Kol Nefesh. He has a little bit of a different, if you remember, he had a little different spin to it. He doesn't quote Kol Nefesh, he quotes Tzilu Aida. But the point is to say that, that's what you end up having to say according to that view. And that's what that's why he didn't like it. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda has to say this sort of awkward thing. But we'll see that the alternative is that you're actually dealing with different types of chisronos b'chiyus. And those are different types of chiyus. The different sorts of chisronos that can actually impact different areas. So that Kol Nefesh means full chiyus in one sense, and in that sense, Ritzicha is maximal. But the inability of Gozer Deshamayim regarding, let's say, Gedu Matana, his inability to do it, that's due to a chisaron of a different sort. And we'll get back to that. That, I think, is exactly what Rabbi Yoel responds to him, that there's a kemes in two different ways. One of them is relevant for Gedu Matana, and one of them is relevant for Ritzicha. If this is true, then you can actually have it. We'll see that you can have it flipped, and when that's exactly what we'll get to when we get the treifa. But either way, according to this, meaning if the only place we find goes to the adam considered to be kemes or ketreifa, either at all or only meaning alone, as opposed to a goes to the shemayim, is Ritzicha. This is the only place where we find it. So then, it certainly makes sense to assume that we require exeris akasuv. So when it comes to Rava, then we would likely adopt the Rama's preferred interpretation of Rava. Right? We saw that the Rama. I think I mentioned it at least. Ramat has two interpretations of Rava. Right? Rava says that the machlokas here is about Gozer D'Adam, and what's the machlokas? The machlokas is, who should we be comparing him to? Gozer D'Shamayim or Trefa? So the second interpretation of Ramat is maybe he's cholik. It's not a pasuk that's at issue here. No, everybody agrees, there's no pasuk. The point is, Misvara, what makes more sense? So he says, Misvara makes sense to say he's pater because, Domel Trefa? Because he's dissimilar to Gozer D'Shamayim for reasons we'll get to. Right? Now, if this is the only place, if the dissimilarity relates to his chiyus, and this is what we're saying according to this view, and it's only here that we find it, it's extremely, extremely difficult to argue that. Right? No? To extremely say, you know what, Misvara makes sense to say that he'd be padder for Gozer De'adam. Because he's chisaron chiyuso. Oh, that's interesting. Where do you see that he's chisaron chiyuso? Nowhere else. I think you need a pasuk then. To explain, oh, we have a very high standard here. The only way to get out of that is if you assume Rabbi Yehuda ben Kalanimus argued is to say even without a particular pasuk we can just if we assume hit what he assumed regarding Veitzilu Aida, namely that Veitzilu Aida dictates that if his I think the lashon was if he's kechai becholtzad if there's any way in which he's kechai I'm sorry kemeis already if he's kemeis in any way, then he has to be pater b'ritzicha because v'hitzilu eida. Right, that was his argument. That was his pointed argument against Irineo. Is you're telling me that this person is not just that it's strange, but that what happened to v'hitzilu eida? How could it be that he's kemes l'inyan get matana? He can't do his kemes, and nonetheless, we can't can't find a schus for him. Why doesn't somebody just raise their hand and say, listen, he's already kamei somewhat? You would have to say that if it were true. Right, now, if that's true, then you could maybe argue, maybe, that there's something that makes him similar to Trefa in some sense. Maybe it's not manifest anywhere else. But nonetheless, you don't need a pasuk. Why? Vitzilu Eda dictates that we potter him. I'm not sure I think that's such a viable idea, but at least in theory, it's one way to interpret the Ramaz second. Again, he concludes that he doesn't like this idea, that Rava doesn't relate, doesn't require a pasuk at all. I mean, Rava's interpretation, according to Rava's interpretation, Rabbanan are pottering in Yisvar. He says, no, that doesn't. He says here, and he says, Rabbanan medami le the treifa of emtol hachi mistabel hu lemidrash nefesh kula nefesh, meaning that this is, it's related. Rabbi Yudim Seir medami le gosu de shemayim emtol hachi mistabel hu lemidrash nefesh kula nefesh. Ve'ikul efrushe, the had de rabba, or rabba in Argamar, pligi ed Rabbi Yochanan, mar savar bekroi pligi, mar savar besvara pligi, meaning the Rabbanan who are rejecting, or who think you're pottering here, they're doing that without a pasuk. They're saying misvara. Makes sense of pottering. Pirshakama dafka. Don't say that. But if you were to say that, and you were to interpret it as based on the chisar mechius, probably makes sense only to say that if you say, oh, you see in all these other areas of halacha, bechor, you don't even have to be pod to him if he's a ghost of be Adam. So of course you can be pod to viratzicha. What do you mean? You don't need a pasuk for it, or tuma, or nitzil shama b'shabbos, or pikuach nevesh. But if you say none of these things, it's sort of hard to say that. Then you would say nira rishon dafka. And the idea for this, I think, could be something similar to what we've discussed in the past, namely that, meaning why would Ritzicha specifically require this level of chiyus? It could be something similar to what we've seen before, namely that to warrant the loss of a Rotzeach, who is a full Ichai, so the idea is not that, so it's true you're over on an Avera because you killed him, you were over on Los Ritzach, you killed somebody who was Chai, but the question is are what we're doing to you going to be reciprocal? And it has to be reciprocal. Nevesh achas nevesh means that whatever you do to somebody, you're going to do to you. Now, what you did to somebody was only take a partial chiyus. Well, if that's not going to be relevant on the way back, then we're going to have to potter you.
So, Goseis who kills the
Goseis. So, interestingly enough, the Dvar Avraham raises that question. He actually raises it with regard to Trefa. He thinks that, but you can raise a question with regard to Goseis. I would say probably not. I mean, we would potter there as well. But the first of all, I'm not sure if that's even tachin. I mean, I think by definition, it might not be a goses if he's, depending on how you understand goses, but if he's b'nishimusava achronos, it's hard to imagine him using those last breaths to kill somebody, to do something. I mean, I don't know. But even if, unless you say, well, mitzamtei, maybe he's mitzamtei, he just doesn't get up. But then presumably we would say he's honest as far as that's concerned. I don't know. But let's say it's possible. I would say that the point is that we have a mishpat hashav l'koch l'kulam point here. Meaning it has to be, you can't have, you might say that it just, this is what the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, that it doesn't depend if it's a horig, a katan horig, it's a gadol, gadol is a katan. So there might be a mishpat hashav l'kulam that it has to be something which is in theory applicable to shav l'chol nefesh in a sense. So if can't be that somebody's going to be put, that one guy's going to be chayav for killing you and not somebody else. It's part of the mishpat hashav l'kulam problem. Right, that it can't be that whether or not we kill you for doing something like that, it has to be, if it's a law, it's got to be a law for everybody. It's specifically said that with regard to Ritzicha. Even if you don't have to say, meaning the alternative is to say that this is just sort of the idea, but it's lav dafka that we would apply it in the sense, sort of a time to crowd that we're darshaning. And if that's true, then it's not, I don't even have to say that, but I mean, you don't have to go to Mishra Kavit Shavu Kulcha. But in any event, so I mentioned in the beginning that as far as Rav is concerned, so now I'm going to the Gemara, that this basic approach works well with the fact that the idea, this patur, whether or not it's a separate, independent from the pasuk or not, but it's based on a comparison to Trefa. But I also mentioned that it works less well with the fact that we're even distinguishing between the Ghost of De Adam and the Ghost of De Shemayim. And if you take this approach, so then what you find is that the Gemara is addressing that too, and is giving you an explanation for it. Says my time, right? Because Gemara says, "What's the reasoning? Why would you say that Marmer damel le treifa. Marmer damel le goes to shemayim. Mandem damel le treifa. My time alone, damel le goes to shemayim. Why is any more similar to goes to shemayim? The answer, because of the guard to goes to bidei shemayim. Lo isavi be ma'isa. Lo naseba ma'isa. Whereas the guard to goes to the other naseba ma'isa. So according to the other way you understand the patur of the rabbanan, that's very understandable. This line we'll get to when we get to it. But the meaning, if the patur has to do with there are multiple osim, there are multiple makim. So none of them was osakol and nefesh. So then this line is kapter v'ferach, right? And that makes perfect sense. But given our current approach, the approach that we're exploring now, namely that we're talking about a chisar b'chiyus. So this is the explanation then of why there's a chisar b'chiyus of a gosis b'dei adam that isn't true of a gosis b'dei shemayim. This is indeed the Ramaz. He gives two interpretations of what isavi b'maisi means, and it's clear as day that. These are these two interpretations we've been discussing, meaning these two interpretations right here about what the basis of the patur is at L'das Rabbanan. Yisah Atshua? Madrinan, one second. V'daikinan, madam adame le treva, my time lo madame le goes to the shemayim, ufarkinan goes to the shemayim, los abe b'maisa mikame hachim. So his first interpretation is, v'shtachech, kule b'yade d'haihu disavid. V'ahe goes to the adam, isavid b'maisa mikame hachim. Right, so that's the other way. Meaning, why is it there's a difference if it's because the whole problem is chisar b'maisa. This person is not responsible for his entire death because there were two osim. Whereas the shemayim, you were responsible for his entire death, right? I mean, there weren't two osim. There wasn't a chiluk in the hakas kol nefesh. Okay, that we'll get to when we get to the other. But the alternative davar acher goes to the shemayim. Lo isavi be maisa mikami hachi ve'emtal hachi leka lemechshave gikavra ketila. Hi isavi be maisa k'simani treifa dummy. So it's quite clear and explicit that that's the idea. Meaning this is, in fact, this explanation, this explanation of the Ramah is clearly understanding that the approach is based on a chisar b'chiyus, and the Gemara is saying is if it's isavi be maisa, so then you can be machshavim as a gavra ketila, like a treifa almost. Okay, but then the question really seems quite evident. What's that idea? What does that mean? Why? How do we understand that? Like I said at the beginning, presumably, what we would assume is, the natural thing to assume, that the status of a chiyus depends on either the physiological state alone or in conjunction with prognosis. But if we assume that it goes with the shemayim and goes with the adam, could be identical in both of those respects. So merely the fact that one came as a result of a maisa and one didn't, that'll make a difference. So I think there's two ways we can explain this or understand it, give an account of it. I mean, the answer is obviously in a chinami, but we have to just understand it a little bit. But I think it part in how we understand it depends on the parameters of gosei de adam versus gosei de shemayim. Okay, I'm reading the cues here, so we'll pick up I guess next time.
Yeah,
awesome.
Okay.